This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have looked at two impact statements in the book of Habakkuk so far as we have begun our study of this prophetical book. Let's look at one more, the most familiar of the three. The righteous will live by his faith, Habakkuk 2:4. This impact statement is quoted three times in the New Testament. When considering the context in Habakkuk, I believe it is clear it's referring to a true believer living out by faith his relationship with God in a tough, troubled world. When life doesn't make sense, it's important for believers to just trust in God, confident he knows what's best. It's clear this is what the prophet did, and by example, what he recommends for those who would receive his prophecy. He prayed that God, who had worked mightily in the behalf of his people in the past, would again do great acts of renewal. Yes, even if he was to judge his people, Habakkuk pleads for mercy, Habakkuk 3:2. He himself would wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading them, verse 16. While waiting, he would by faith rejoice in the Lord, be joyful in God my Savior, verse 18, confident that the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights, verse 19. In Romans 1:17, Paul uses this impact statement in relation to salvation. In Galatians 3:11, he uses it in relation to justification. In Hebrews 11:36, 38, it is used in relation to persevering in faith. It's true, without faith, it is impossible to please God.